As you heard, disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein turns himself into authorities in New York. He's out on bail. CBS News West Coast and entertainment correspondent Steve Fetterman. And Steve, what to you were some of the notable developments in connection with us today?
Well, just the finality of finally having Harvey Weinstein in handcuffs, in court, being accused, being arrested. We've all suspected this day was probably going to come. New York authorities had led us to believe that they were continuing their investigation and were making progress. But just the fact that it finally happened, quite a landmark day in this movement we have seen develop over the last year. Some people call it the Time's Up movement, the Me Too movement, whatever it is, this was a landmark day.
To some observers, the Weinstein defense attorney seemed a little irreverent, saying, well, he didn't invent the casting couch.
Listen, he is a very respected attorney. He will do, I'm sure, a very good job trying to represent Harvey Weinstein. That may have not been the wisest move. It certainly inflamed social media, saying that Harvey Weinstein didn't invent the casting couch, suggesting that we can get 12 members to find him not guilty unless they've just been consumed by this Me Too movement. So you sort of see an attack already, the defense going on the offensive, trying to get its points across as eventually, very possibly, this will go to a jury trial.
And no great shock, he gets an ankle bracelet for electronic monitoring. He's limited to two states without further permission, New York, Connecticut, surrenders his passport, all the rest. Some were saying it looked like he had some kind of a smirk or smile on his face when he was leaving, or maybe that's just tabloids reading in too much.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at his face quite a bit, too. Some people thought he looked like he was in a daze. I didn't quite feel that way. It's a bit of a, I'm sure, and hopefully none of us will ever go through it, a surreal event when suddenly you're brought to at least this initial court hearing and you're facing potentially, if found guilty, many, many, many years in prison. I did not see a smirk on his face. As you mentioned, though, before, he is definitely potentially, with his wealth, with his influence, a flight risk. So he turned over the passport. He has the ankle bracelet. He's going to be very closely monitored.
Yeah, and of course, just ironic, the timing, if nothing else. Morgan Freeman, arguably as iconic a figure, more so than Bill Cosby, who now has accusations against him, not of the level of Harvey Weinstein, but still, it just shows you this Me Too stuff is going to keep coming, I guess. So, or anything else?
And if you are a prominent person, especially in Hollywood, you would be wise to see what's happening to Harvey Weinstein. And if you ever thought of doing something that might be construed the wrong way, or not just construed, but if you ever thought of doing something that was wrong in a sexual misbehavior aspect, this gives you fair warning. The prosecution attorneys, the law is basically looking at you right now.
Right.
They are taking the complaints very seriously.
New behavioral norms, indeed. All right. Thank you, Steve.
Take care, Alan.